That's right. So jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 24th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1603, James VI of Scotland became James I of England and Ireland upon the death of Elizabeth I. And same day, 1603, March 24th, in Edo, Japan, Tokugawa Ieyasu was granted the title of Shogun from Emperor Go-Yoshi and established the Tokugawa Shogunate. Newcastle, just north of us here in Sydney, was officially given its name on March 24th in 1803. 1829, the Parliament of the United Kingdom passed the Roman Catholic Relief Act, allowing Catholics to serve in Parliament as part of the Catholic Emancipation. That was very nice of them, I suppose. Very important day for us here at 2SER. On March 24th in 1896, Russian scientist Alexander Popov made the very first radio signal transmission in history, sending the Morse code message Heinrich Hertz in Russian to a transmitter some 250 metres away via a radio signal. In 1929, the 1929 Women's Olympiad began in Monte Carlo on March 24th as the very first international women's sports event. Foreign warships bombarded Nanjing in China on March 24th, 1927, after it had been captured by the National Revolutionary Army in what is known as the Nanking Incident. The bombardment was intended to act as a defence of the foreign citizens within the city from looting and rioting. Marines and sailors were also landed for rescue operations, and by the end of March 24th, Nanking was burning and littered with bomb craters, as well as casualties from the battles. As part of World War II, in 1944, on March 24th, 76 Allied prisoners of war began breaking out of the German camp Stalagluft III. Now, this story was later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape. It's a classic film, classic Steve McQueen flick. More on him in a minute. In 1958, Elvis Presley was drafted into the US Army on March 24th. And finally, in 1976, in Argentina on March 24th, the armed forces overthrew the constitutional government of President Isabel Perón, and they started the seven-year dictatorial period, self-styled the National Reorganization Process. You gotta love some of these names. Since 2006, a public holiday known as Day of Remembrance for Truth and Justice is held in Argentina on March 24th. As usual, got some very famous birthdays for you as well. Magician Harry Houdini was born on this day in 1874. And I did mention Steve McQueen before. That's because it's his birthday today. The American actor, at one point the highest paid movie star in the world, was born on this day in 1930. Canadian scientist David Suzuki is 81. Famed drill instructor Ali Emery, best known for the film Full Metal Jacket, is 73. Designer Tommy Hilfiger is 66. WWE wrestler The Undertaker, very scary guy, is turning 52 today. Lara Flynn Boyle is 47. Jim Parsons, Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory, if you can believe this, he is 44 years old today. Wonder what his skincare routine looks like. Alison Hannigan, Willow from Buffy, such a crush on her as a kid, let me tell you. She is 43. And Finn Jones, the Knight of Flowers, he is 29. Also in that latest Netflix Marvel show, Iron Fist. It's not that great. It's not that great, if I'm honest. Some famous musos, though, as well. English drummer Mike Kelly frequently played alongside former Beatle George Harrison. He was born on this day in 1947. Chad Butler of Switchfoot is 43. Korean hip-hop artist Park Bom is 33. We are going out on German new wave singer Nina, best known for this one that we're hearing right now, the hit 1983 song 99 Luftballons. Taking us out for 2SER on this day in history.
Liegen, hab 'n Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn.